అర్జున ఉవాచ అత కేన ప్రయుక్తోయం పాపం చరతి పురుషః అనిచ్ఛన్నపి వాష్ణేయ ఫలాదివ నియోజితః. Translation. Arjuna said, O descendant of Rishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A living entity, as part and parcel of the Supreme, is originally spiritual, pure, and free from all material contaminations. Therefore, by nature, he is not subject to the sins of the material world. But when he is in contact with the material nature, he acts in many sinful ways without hesitation, and sometimes even against his will. As such, Arjuna's question to Krishna is very sanguine as to the perverted nature of the living entities. Although the living entity sometimes does not want to act in sin, he is still forced to act. Sinful actions are not, however, impelled by the super soul within, but are due to another cause, as the Lord explains in the next verse.
Arjuna is a very good person. Therefore, he doesn't want to do bad things.
Arjun bahut acha vyakti hai, isliye wo koi bhi galat kaam nahi karna chahta.
So he is very concerned that why is it that people, possibly himself also, seem compelled to do things which are inherently wrong.
ऐसे लगता है कि कुछ चीजें जबरदस्ती करनी पड़ रही है जो गलत है और दबाव के काम कोई करा रहा है मुझे.
Maybe in your life you ever attempted to do something that you knew was wrong or later you regretted doing it.
हम अपने जीवन में भी कभी ऐसी चीजें करते हैं जो हम नहीं करना चाहते हैं या करने के बाद में सोचते हैं कि हमने नहीं किया होता तो अच्छा है, ये ठीक नहीं था.
Anyone ever experienced such a situation?
Almost
everybody. So it's very relevant. Sarvabhauma Prabhu, he's speaking something which is very relevant for all of us. And I know that sometimes in India people say, what could I do? We're just controlled by super soul. So it was the super soul who made me do it.
और भारत में लोग ये कहते हैं, अरे भाई सब भगवान कराता है, परमात्मा कराता है, हमारा क्या इसमें जाता
है. Here Prabhupada says in the verse that it's not the super soul within, but it's due to another cause.
और यहाँ श्री प्रभुपाद जी भावार्थ में कहते हैं, ये परमात्मा नहीं कराता, इसका कोई एक और कारण है.
So that's very clear. We should know we can't put the blame on Paramatma. It's not fair to give the dosh, the fault to him when it's not his fault. So we should also be very interested because how we can avoid this kind of situation, how we can be successful to pass over these tests. These are examinations or tests, just like our you students here. How many of you are students? Yeah, so students, you have to take tests. You like tests? Nobody likes tests. So in our life also we face tests. And this is the kind of test, whether we should do something or not do something. Sometimes even we don't know what is right, what is wrong. See, at least here in this verse it says that someone knows that it's a sin, he knows it's wrong, still he does it. But sometimes we don't know, is it right or wrong, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? So that's why it says it's important that we have a spiritual master, we have a guru, so that we can know what is right, what is wrong, we can have a final judge, Supreme Court. There's three tests we can put something to. It's called sadhu, shastra and guru. So this check and balance system, that whether what have great souls done in the past, we can learn from their example. That's the sadhu praman. Then we have the shastras. This is the most important. What does the scripture say? Because the books are the basis. Everything is based on the Vedas. So whatever the Vedas say, that is the most important. You see, but sometimes the scripture says different things. Like scripture tells us, we should not touch. If we touch the stool of an animal or a human, that then we get contaminated and we have to take a shower or bath to purify ourselves. Right? Shastra says that? But then it tells us that we do abhishek of the deity, use the cow dung. The cow dung is also the stool of an animal. So it seems to be contradiction. When the guru can explain that this sometimes there is contradiction, but this is that the exception. Some exception is there that the cow dung, the gobar, that's an exception, it's pure.
Yes,
My Kaviraj in Kerala, he told me that I should regularly drink cow urine. So whenever I'm in Mayapur, I take one glass of cow urine in the morning. But we're not supposed to eat other kind of, drink other type of urine, only the cow urine. So, this is very important that we have to endeavor to do the right thing. That's what makes someone a devotee, that Krishna appreciates when someone trying to do the correct thing. Now, why Arjuna, why Bhagavad Gita has spoken to him? Because he wants to do the right thing. Duryodhana, he doesn't care if it's right thing, wrong thing. He just wants to rule, right or wrong. He promised after 14 years you come back. Then when it was time to come back, he said, no, forget it. But you promised. You promised. They told him, you promised, you gave your word. Now I changed my mind. This is Duryodhana. You see. But in Arjuna, when he made a promise that if I don't defeat this, who's that, Jayadratha, I'll enter into the fire, he would do it. There's a big difference between Arjuna and the Duryodhana.
No?
Actually, Mahabharata teaches us the morality, the how these people, they have so much truth for them, is such an important thing. Now in Kali Yuga, truth is the last leg of Dharma. Cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy and austerity, these are the four pillars of Dharma. It says Kali Yuga, just the truthfulness is a little bit there, the other things are more or less gone. So, and gradually truthfulness also going. Lord Chaitanya, he took it very seriously that people should be truthful, especially to the vows that they make, their varnashram vows. In the ashram, if someone's in a vairagi ashram, was a brahmachari or vanaprastha or sannyasi, then they should strictly follow the rules of a vairagi.
Vairagi hai, isliye unko kisi sansarik cheezon mein zyada lipat nahi hona chahiye, ye bahut zaruri hai.
And for the grihasthas, that they should be very responsible as grihasthas. Once when Lord Chaitanya was in Andhra Pradesh at Kurmadesh, about 3-hour drive now by car from Visakhapatnam, he was approached by one Brahmana. The Brahmin said, "I am rich. I have family, I have cows, I have house, I have land, I have a good position in society, I have all the material success." No, he said, "I got all the material." But he said, I am not satisfied. So I think I'll give all of this up. And I'll go with you and be a sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, I don't want to hear these words from your mouth." You are in a grihastha ashram, you should not think about artificially renouncing things because you are not feeling happy. What type of renunciation is this? You are not happy, so you want to renounce it. If you are happy and you want to renounce, that would be another thing. He said that this is called Markata Vairagya, monkey renunciation. Monkey looks very renounced, but actually they are very attached. Monkey renunciation. Market Vairagya.
Market Vairagya. Bandar ka Vairagya.
He likes it. So, he said, rather, you should do Yukta Vairagya. You should engage all the things you have in Krishna's service. And you should spread the message of a Harinama Sankirtan to everyone. Jare dako thare koho kishtu padesh amaragya guru hoya tharo he desh. He gave this famous order. Whoever you meet, you tell them the message of Krishna. In this way you become a spiritual master and liberate your country people. So many people we meet, we encourage them, please follow this instruction, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your work colleagues about the message of Krishna. Do a come once in a weekday, you can in an evening you can come together, have some bhajan mandali, some kirtan, some bhakti riksha namhat group, get together, discuss about Krishna in the night. Confirm. So, but you know, many people say, "I'm too busy, I have no time."
और बहुत से लोग कहते हैं हमारे पास समय नहीं.
No time for this. I have to do shopping, I have to go this, I have to do that, I have to watch the television. That's why I'm very happy when I come here and I see how you're all very busy people. You have lots of work, lots of jobs in your to do for your employers or your business. But somehow you make the time for your spiritual life. So it's a very good example. In fact, some of our devotees, I know one devotee, he lost his job and he came to me and told me that I had to go back to Middle East because the association there is so nice, satsangs are so nice, I find it better than in India. Of course, India should also have nice satsang. It's the holy land, but people there are too busy. There's a saying in Bengali that this is a story told by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that once there was a man living next to the train station and his wife was telling, "You have to hurry up, train is about to go. You missed the train."
और इस विषय में एक कहानी है जो भक्ति सिद्धांत चतुर्थ ठाकुर कहा करते थे और वो कहानी ये है कि कोई व्यक्ति ट्रेन स्टेशन के पास रहता था और जब ट्रेन का टाइम होता था तो घर वाली उसको बोलती थी टाइम हो गया है ट्रेन आने वाली है जरा तैयार हो जाओ.
On the train, we live next to the train station. I can go any time and get it, no problem. I'll just hear that, train whistle, and then I'll go. It's good sound effects. So then train came.
Oh, are you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And he went running for the train. But he failed. He got there too late because he delayed. So, this is the saying, people who live next to the train station, they miss more trains. Who go far away, they plan ahead, I have to go 2-3 hours. They go ahead and they wait there. But who are next door, they think, any time I can get, so they miss more trains. So, this is the problem. Sometimes in India, the people take it that this is my culture, it's here, the Holy Land. I do it later when I get old, some other time. And like this time goes, and pretty soon they failed.
और और जब बूढ़ा होने का टाइम आता है तब तक वो चला जाता है भगवान.
Yeah, then it's very hard to teach the old dog new tricks. So, like that, if you, that's why Prahlad said we should be practicing from 5 years of age. Komaram acharit pragyo. How old are you? 11. 6 years beyond. You've been practicing since 5? Only 6 years. From 6 years, so you missed 1 year. That's to be born in a family of devotees. It's a great blessing that right from their childhood they can be practicing.
और भक्तों के घर में जन्म लेना बड़ी भाग्य की बात है कि बचपन से भक्ति का वातावरण मिलता है.
Taking from the annaprasan from 6 months they can get the first grain is prasad.
और 6 महीने का छोटा होता है तब पहला संस्कार होता है अन्न का और पहले दिन वो 6 महीने में पहली बार प्रसाद उनके मुख में जाता है.
I know some new babies coming at this 5th or 7th month for girls and 6th or 8th month for boys. First grains you feed them should be the Mahaprasadam offered to Krishna. Paisam. I was just in Rajahmundry in Andhra Pradesh. I was there.
I was supposed to go there.
The temple they have there is just on the bank of the Godavari at Gautam Muni Ghat.
Gautam
Muni Ghat ke upar Godavari ke tat pe bahut sundar
mandir ban raha
hai. 10 meters to the Godavari. So I saw the Godavari here. Now it's a rainy season, full of water. It's a great chance I can get an easy bath in the holy Godavari. Then I saw, I said, I want to take bath. And then they were surprised. We live here. We don't take bath in Godavari. 10 meters. They say people who come from a long distance to bathe in the Ganges, but people who live next to the Ganges, they don't bathe. So like that, somehow here, maybe because all around it's the material energy is very heavy, lots of temptations for material, so you need more spiritual, you need more spiritual support. That's why the satsangas are giving so much strength to you. So take advantage of this opportunity, always chant Hare Krishna. Actually, when you go back to India, continue chanting. That's very important. That's the big test. Tomorrow some people are taking initiation. Big test is when they go back to India if they keep chanting. So we hope everyone will do that because initiation means that they'll do for their whole life. So satsanga is very important. You have a good association here. And chanting the holy name, reading the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. These are all important things for our spiritual progress. Living in a holy place. So you can make your house into a temple also by putting nice altar of Krishna, by having a tulsi plant and worship, putting water in the tulsi. Make your house like a holy place, then you can fulfill that. You know, I was surprised to see in South America, also in Russia, in Sweden, they have big tulsi plants.
But they keep
tulsi with special lights. They spray water. They have the whole. They had to do a lot of effort to grow tulsi. So they're getting tulsi with so much difficulty. Here in this climate, I think there's no difficulty. They have tulsi. Just a little water you have to put. Not so cold. No problem. So even here. So anyway, I have to leave some time for Sarabhauma to speak something, his message.
It's like much going on, but we are doing kind of simultaneous things.
You want to speak in Hindi and I translate it in English? I don't think I can do it as good as you. So maybe the I'm just coming now from Malaysia, where I went for the World Hindu Federation meeting, and at the same time I was there for Janmashtami and Vyas Puja of Srila Prabhupada. That's why this year, last year I came here for 2 days of the Vyas Puja after the Janmashtami celebration. But actually, this is also 2 days after Vyas Puja, so I'm keeping up the tradition. So, how you can complain? So, I'm the vice president of the World Hindu Federation and one of the 4 or 5 vice presidents. So we tried to do something to. We also passed a resolution for the mayor of Moscow, encouraging him to give the land for the Moscow temple.
So, Maharaj, the World Hindu Federation is a very old body. It was made in Nepal for the first time.
So
और एक रेजोल्यूशन इस वक्त पास किया है उस बॉडी ने कि सब जो वर्ल्ड हिंदू फेडरेशन वाले हैं वो रशिया का जो मेयर है उसको लिखेंगे कि आप मंदिर के लिए जो हिंदू मंदिर के लिए वहां जगह दीजिए इस कान वालों को.
So,
you need one more letter.
Yeah. We have 44 nations are part of World Hindu Federation. 44 nations of Hindu. I told them that the Middle East has so many Hindus who are in expatriates working in the Middle East, and they're not being represented, or they should be brought into the purview of World Hindu Federation. So they're thinking about it.
यहाँ भी जो हिंदू रहते हैं उनकी रिप्रेजेंटेशन अभी उसमें नहीं है जिसमें 40 ऑलमोस्ट 40 देशों के हिंदू फेडरेशन वो अपना बनाते हैं. हिंदू काउंसिल ऑफ अब हिंदू काउंसिल ऑफ दुबई बना हुआ है उसका रिप्रेजेंटेशन में जाएगा अगर हिंदू काउंसिल ऑफ दिस वट इवन इन पाकिस्तान हिंदू काउंसिल ऑफ पाकिस्तान आई वेंट इन फर्स्ट ऑफ द मीटिंग इन ब्रिटेन स्केल इन इंग्लैंड वी वेंट इन दोस डेज दुबई एल
एनीवे. That's what I've been doing the past few days, and then so I tried to come here now. The next weekend after Vyas Puja and Janmashtami. So I stay longer, but I had to go for the regional governing body meeting in my in Baroda. RGB, you know that, RGB. Regional governing body for India. So let the last message, let the conclusion of this verse be given by
Hare Krishna. मैंने बहुत ठंडी का मौसम था एक वस्तु फोन और गंगा में हरिद्वार के किनारे एक आदमी रहता था और स्नान करने के पास मैंने गंगा में गया जनवरी में पानी को हाथ लगाया बहुत ठंडा था नहाने में बहुत परेशान हो रहा था फिर अपना गमछा निकाला बोला गमछा स्नान में स्नान गमछा स्नान में स्नान वापस लौट कर दूसरा ब्राह्मण जा रहा था स्नान किया बोला हाँ किया बोला पानी ठंडा बोला हाँ कैसे किया स्नान बोला गमछा स्नान में स्नान वो महाराज बोलता है आप स्नान में स्नान तो महाराज ने बोला वो मैंने काम है Pandit ji went and he wanted to take bath and it was too cold so he put his gamcha, he said gamcha, go bath me, bath gamcha, bath my bath. Other Brahman was coming, so what about the bath? He said, it's cold water. I took bath, how? He said gamcha, me, gamcha. He said, you bath, I bath, you bath. So what about Maharaj? I said, I can't run this.
हाँ महाराज को जाना है
और सबको भी जाना है
आपको भी
पाँच मिनट बोल देगा एक मिनट
ठीक है बोल दीजिए
दस मिनट पाँच दस मिनट जितना महाराज
हरे
कृष्ण तो ये श्लोक अर्जुन का एक प्रश्न है अथ केन प्रयोग तो यन पापम चरती पुरुष कोई भी आदमी पाप कैसे करता है बलादिव नियोजित कोई शब्द नियोजित शब्द जो है ना नियोजित शब्द का अर्थ ऐसे आप समझिए वो बेल देखा है बेल जिसके नाक में रस्सी डालते हैं हम देखा है कोई बेल गाड़ी में झुकना नहीं